Chapter 4.
The Little Mermaid heard these words and stopped. She loved singing. She sang beautifully, and she wanted to sing for the prince. But she wanted to live with him too. What can I do? She thought. But with no singing, I have nothing, she said to the sea witch.
You have your hair and your eyes, and you will have beautiful long legs, said the sea witch.
The Little Mermaid didn't wait any more. She looked at the sea witch. Do it, she said. The sea witch gave the Little Mermaid a glass. In the glass was a white drink.
Take this and go, said the sea witch.
The Little Mermaid opened her mouth to say, thank you. Nothing. Not a word. She closed her eyes and opened them. Then she swam away from the sea witch with her white drink. The Little Mermaid swam to the beach. She sat with the glass in her hand. She looked at the blue sea and saw her sisters swimming together. She saw their blue tails in the sun. Goodbye, she thought. I will never see you again. Goodbye. The Little Mermaid drank the white drink from her glass and waited. Her tail hurt, and she looked down and saw two long white legs and two beautiful little feet. She had no clothes on, so she pulled her hair around her. Hello. The Little Mermaid looked. The prince was behind her. Who are you? He asked. The Little Mermaid said nothing. Why are you here? Do you need help? Asked the prince. The Little Mermaid didn't answer. Come with me, said the prince, and he helped her to walk. Her legs hurt a lot. The prince gave the Little Mermaid clothes, and girls and boys sang and danced for her. The Little Mermaid danced too, but her legs hurt. You're beautiful, said the prince, but you cannot talk. You can stay with me, and I will help you. The Little Mermaid was happy now. Come, you can sleep on the floor in my room, said the prince. Stay with me always. The Little Mermaid stayed with the prince. He gave her a horse, and every day they rode together. They looked at the beautiful trees and flowers, and they were happy. The Little Mermaid loved the prince, and the prince loved the Little Mermaid, but he didn't think about marrying her. The Little Mermaid was also sad. Sometimes she visited the beach. One day she saw her sisters, her grandmother, and her father swimming in the sea. But she couldn't speak to them, and they didn't see her. One day, the prince came to the Little Mermaid. My little friend, he said, I'm going to tell you something, and you will be so happy for me, he said. I found a beautiful princess, and she is going to be my wife. Will you come with me to meet her? The Little Mermaid could not answer. She was very sad. But she went with the prince on a boat to meet his new wife. Once, when I was on a boat, there was a lot of wind and rain, said the prince. It was my 16th birthday. I fell in the water, and a beautiful girl helped me. I would like to see her again. It was me, thought the Little Mermaid, but she could say nothing. She looked at the sea and remembered that night. She thought about her family, her sisters and her grandmother. She also thought about their lives under the sea. She was very sad.